Hey everyone. It feels like we're absolutely bombarded with AI stuff these days. It's everywhere you turn, and honestly, it can be a bit overwhelming to keep up with it all.
Yeah, it really can.
So in this deep dive, we're going to cut through all that noise and try to pull out some of the most useful, most interesting stuff from this AI Hustle Pod blog post called From Burnout to Balance: Using AI to Save Time and Earn More.
I think that's really needed right now.
Yeah.
It really is. AI is this, well, it's got such huge potential to like change work,
Yeah.
but it also feels like, I don't know, like it could make burnout even worse.
Absolutely. It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly why this blog post caught my eye. It kind of tackles this head-on. It really gets into how AI can actually help us fight burnout.
Which is a, well, a big problem these
Yeah,
days.
for sure.
Huge. And this blog post doesn't it doesn't try to make it sound better than it is.
No.
Like it really describes burnout, that exhaustion,
Yeah.
feeling like you're running on fumes.
Yeah, like even when you're getting stuff done,
Right.
it still feels kind of empty.
Empty, yeah. And there's this negativity too.
Yes. It's like this mental fog,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
makes it hard to like see things clearly.
I think what's interesting is how the blog post connects that to technology itself.
Oh, interesting.
It says, technology should make us more productive, but it also ties us to work all the time.
Yeah,
Just
contra that.
emails, notifications, they never stop.
It's true. It's like we're always on,
Always on. Yep.
even when we should be off.
Yeah, even when we should be off. And that makes it really hard to separate work from our personal lives. It's all kind of blurred together.
It is. It is. And that's what makes it hard to really, truly disconnect and just recharge.
Right, yeah. And the post is saying this always on thing, this culture. That's
Yeah.
a big part of why we have so much burnout.
I can see that. That constant pressure to be available and like always responding,
Yeah.
it's exhausting.
It is. It's draining. And it doesn't just affect the individual, right?
Right.
It impacts teams' productivity. The whole organization can suffer.
It really is like, I don't know, a silent epidemic or something.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why this post was so interesting to me. It suggests that the same technology that's causing burnout
Yeah.
might also be the key to, well, to fighting it.
Oh, okay.
And
Interesting.
that's where AI comes in.
Now things are getting interesting. I like that this post doesn't just dwell on the problem.
Right.
It gives us some potential solutions.
Yeah.
And it presents AI as like a game changer, not just for being more productive, but for actually being, you know, happier.
For well-being, yeah. It's not about AI taking our jobs or anything like that. It's
Ah.
about AI taking over the parts of our jobs that burn us out.
I like that.
And it gives us back our time and energy, to focus on the things that really matter.
Okay, I'm ready to dive into the specifics. So the post highlights a bunch of different ways AI can be used. But I'm curious, from your perspective, what are the most effective AI tools for, you know, tackling those specific burnout triggers? Like, let's say someone's feeling super overwhelmed by their workload. What kind of AI tools could help with that?
Well, there are AI-powered systems now for managing workloads.
Okay.
Imagine a system that analyzes your team, how much they can handle, deadlines, everyone's skill set,
Right.
and then it figures out how to distribute tasks so that no one person is overloaded.
Oh, that's really smart.
Yeah.
Takes all the guesswork out of it.
It does. It does. It creates more balance, which the post says is a big part of burnout, that feeling of being unfairly burdened.
Yeah, totally. And what about for those of us who struggle to like set boundaries between work and personal time?
Ah, that's where AI scheduling can be really helpful.
Okay.
The blog post talks about apps that look at your calendar.
Yeah.
They suggest the best times for meetings, for focused work, even breaks.
Oh, cool.
Some can even block out time for you so
Wow.
you don't overbook yourself.
I love that. It's like an AI assistant looking out for you.
It is. It is. And these tools, they can also help you set boundaries in other ways.
Wow.
Like they can silence your work notifications when you're supposed to be off.
That's huge.
It creates a separation
Yeah.
between work and life.
Yes. It's like building those digital fences to protect our time and energy.
That's a good way to put it.
But what about all those little tasks? The emails, the reminders, all the administrative stuff that just takes up so much mental space.
Oh, yes. It can be so draining.
Yeah.
And that's where virtual assistants can really shine. The blog post, it points out how these assistants can handle a lot of those mundane tasks,
Okay.
which frees up your mind for, well, for the important stuff.
You know, I've actually tried a few of those virtual assistant apps, and it's amazing how much more focused I feel when I can just, like, delegate those little things.
It is, yeah. It really is like having a personal assistant without actually having to hire one.
Right, exactly. And the more we can automate those little things, the more time and energy we have for, you know, the work that we actually enjoy, the work that brings us joy.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about how AI can help us manage our workload, set those boundaries, and get rid of all those annoying little tasks. But what really caught my attention was how the Post connects AI to our earning potential.
Right, right. And it's not just about making more money. It's about using AI to work smarter.
Yeah.
Which can then free up time and resources.
Right.
For new opportunities. Or maybe even passion projects.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like AI helping us create a work life that's not just more productive, but also more aligned with what we actually care about.
Exactly. And the Post gives some really practical tips on how to do that. And it starts with using AI to make better decisions in our businesses.
Okay, tell me more about that. How can AI actually help us make smarter decisions?
Well, AI is incredible at analyzing huge amounts of data.
Right.
And it can identify trends, patterns, insights that we might miss.
Interesting.
The Post talks about how AI can help businesses understand their customers better, predict market trends, optimize pricing, and all of that can lead to, well, to more profits.
It's like having a data-driven crystal ball or something.
Yeah, kind of.
Helping you make smarter choices.
Exactly. And it's not just about big business decisions either. It's about using AI to be smarter in our everyday work. Like, AI tools can help us figure out what to prioritize or identify potential problems and suggest solutions. All of that frees up our mental energy to focus on the bigger picture. It really is. Like, having this super smart advisor right there with you.
I like it.
Helping you figure things out. And speaking of figuring things out, this blog post also talks about how AI can help us manage time, you know, so we have a better balance.
Okay, yeah. I think a lot of people are struggling with that.
For sure.
Feeling pulled in a million directions. Work, family, friends, all of it. Can AI actually help us find that balance?
The blog post says it can. One thing it talks about is AI for task prioritization.
Oh, interesting.
So think about apps like Todoist or Trello, but supercharged with AI.
Okay.
They look at your tasks, your deadlines, even your preferences, and then they make you this super smart to-do list.
Oh, wow.
Helps you stay focused.
So instead of just feeling like you're treading water all the time,
right,
you can actually make real progress on the important stuff.
Exactly. And then there are these time tracking apps.
Oh, yeah.
Like Clockify or Rescue Time.
Yeah.
They show you like where your time actually goes. The post talks about how these apps can reveal your hidden time wasters.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
We all have them. Those things that eat up our time and we don't even realize it.
Like scrolling social media forever.
Exactly. Or getting sucked into clickbait online.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been there. So these AI apps, they can help us break those bad habits.
They can. They help you see the patterns. Mm. So you can make more conscious choices about how you use your time.
I see.
And they can even suggest ways to optimize your schedule so you're more productive, but you also have more free time.
Okay, so it's not just about working less. It's about working smarter.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And the post also talks about those personal assistant apps.
Oh, like Google Assistant or Siri.
Yeah, those. They can be so helpful for setting reminders, scheduling appointments, managing email, even making calls.
Yeah, it's like having a digital butler or something.
It is, taking care of all the little things so you can focus on the big picture.
Okay, so we've talked about AI for managing our workload, setting boundaries, getting those little tasks off our plate. But I was really intrigued by how the Post connected AI to actually making more money.
Right, yeah.
A lot of people are curious about that. Can AI actually help us earn more?
The post says it can, and it gives some really good examples, like using AI for more targeted marketing. It can analyze customer data, identify the best leads, personalize the message, and even optimize your ad spending.
You're making every dollar count.
Right, exactly. Not just throwing money at advertising, but being much more precise.
Makes sense.
And then there's the whole area of operational efficiency. AI can automate tasks, streamline processes, save businesses time and money.
So finding those hidden inefficiencies that are eating up profits.
Exactly. And the Post has these interesting examples. It talks about this e-commerce company that used AI for their inventory, they reduced their overstock in out-of-stock situations by 40%.
Wow, it's huge.
It is, it is, and it goes straight to the bottom line, more profit.
That's a great example, because it also shows how AI can help address that feeling of, I don't know, lack of control that leads to burnout. Like, if things are more predictable, less chaotic.
Right, right. AI can reduce stress, create more stability. And the post also talks about how AI can help people learn new skills, skills that are in high demand,
okay,
which means higher salaries, better career opportunities.
So it's not just about optimizing our current jobs. It's about preparing for the future.
Exactly. The post emphasizes how important it is to keep learning and to be flexible. You know, this landscape is changing so fast.
So being proactive.
Yeah.
Staying ahead of the curve. And equipping ourselves with those valuable skills.
Exactly. And the post, it gives some really good suggestions. Online courses, industry conferences, just staying up to date on what's happening with AI.
It's like a whole new world of learning opportunities opening up.
It is. It is. And I think that's what makes this conversation about AI so exciting. It's not just about the technology. It's about human potential. Using AI to create a better future for ourselves and for everyone.
That's a great point. And it brings us to one of the most interesting parts of the blog post, those real-world case studies.
Oh, yeah.
Where businesses actually used AI. They really show what AI can do.
They do. They show it's not just some futuristic fantasy. It's happening right now, and it's making a real difference.
There was this one case study I found really compelling about this healthcare provider. They were just drowning in paperwork.
Oh, yeah. That's a common problem.
So they implemented this AI-powered system for their electronic health records. And it automated a lot of the documentation.
That's a great example. It freed up the healthcare workers so they could spend more time with patients.
Exactly.
And it reduced errors, which means better care.
It shows how AI can tackle some of those big problems in healthcare.
It does. Improving efficiency, lowering costs, better outcomes for patients.
And it's not just healthcare, right? The post had examples from retail, finance, manufacturing.
Yeah, all kinds of industries. Every case study shows how AI can solve real problems, make things more efficient, create new opportunities.
I appreciate that the post doesn't just talk about AI as a theory. It shows how it's actually being used.
Right. It gives us a peek into the future of work.
Yeah.
A future where technology and human ingenuity, they work together to create a more productive, more efficient, and honestly, a more fulfilling work experience.
That's a future I want to be a part of.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that not everyone is so excited about AI, right?
They're worse.
There are concerns about jobs, privacy, even what it means to be human in this, you know, AI-driven world.
Absolutely. Those are valid concerns, and the post addresses them.
Okay, good.
It doesn't pretend there are no downsides, but it also presents this hopeful perspective. It says, we have the power to shape how AI develops.
I like that. It's not about just accepting whatever happens. It's about being proactive.
Exactly. We need to be informed, think critically, and talk about how we can make sure AI benefits everyone.
So it's about being intentional. Choosing how we want AI to be used.
Right. And that brings us to, I think, one of the most important ideas in this whole post, the idea of using AI to create a balanced life.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people are really struggling with that.
They are, especially now, with everything so connected all the time.
Can AI actually help us find that balance?
The post makes a pretty strong argument that it can. It talks about how AI can help us set boundaries, manage stress better, and even put our well-being first.
Okay, give me the rundown. What's the AI blueprint for a more balanced life?
Well, it starts with setting those clear boundaries between work and personal time. We talked about scheduling apps.
Right.
They help make sure you're not overbooked, that you have time for yourself. But it goes beyond just scheduling.
Okay.
It's about using AI to really disconnect from work when you're off.
So, like, I don't know, silencing work notifications when you're having dinner with your family.
Exactly. Or when you're out in nature. Whatever helps you recharge.
It's like reclaiming those precious moments, being fully present.
It is. And it's not just about disconnecting from work. It's also about connecting with ourselves.
Oh, interesting.
The blog post talks about AI for self-care and for managing stress.
Okay, like how? Give me an example.
Well, think about those meditation apps with AI.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They can personalize your meditation based on your mood, how stressed you are, even your biofeedback.
It's like a personal meditation coach.
It is.
I never really thought about meditation before. But I tried one of those apps recently.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how quickly it helped me calm down.
That's great. And it shows how AI can make these practices like mindfulness accessible for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not just meditation. What about those AI fitness apps?
Oh, right. Yeah. They create personalized workout plans.
Taking the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. Making it more enjoyable and more effective.
And then there are those health monitoring devices. They're tracking everything. Sleep, activity, heart rate. It's like having your own personal health expert right there with you.
It is. It helps you be more aware of your well-being so you can make better choices.
So it's not just about using AI to be more productive at work. It's about using AI to live a better life overall.
Exactly. And the Post really emphasizes that, taking ownership of your well-being, being proactive.
Yeah.
Using these AI tools and strategies every day.
It's like AI is giving us a whole new toolkit for, I don't know, self-improvement.
It is. It is. And it's up to us to decide how we want to use those tools to create the life we want.
Okay, so we've talked about how AI can fight burnout, increase earning potential, and help us create a more balanced life. But the Post doesn't stop there. It also looks at how AI might change the future of work. Some of the predictions are pretty wild.
They are. It talks about a future where AI is completely integrated into our work, transforming industries. New jobs.
Wow.
Even changing what work means.
Okay, give me a glimpse of that AI-powered future. What kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, one of the biggest is what the Post calls hybrid job roles.
Okay, we touched on that earlier.
Yeah. These are jobs that combine human skills with AI, creating this powerful mix.
I'm trying to picture that.
Imagine working alongside an AI assistant.
Yeah.
It can analyze data for you, come up with creative ideas, even automate some of your routine tasks.
That's kind of like having an AI sidekick or something.
It is. And these hybrid roles, they're going to be everywhere.
Wow.
As AI gets more advanced, you know, so think about it. A marketing manager who uses AI to find trends in data, but then they use their own creative thinking to build a campaign.
Okay.
Or a financial analyst using AI to crunch huge numbers, but then relying on their own judgment to give advice.
So it's not about AI replacing people. It's about AI making people better at what they do.
Exactly. And that's, I think, where a lot of the fear comes from.
Yeah.
People think robots are going to take their jobs.
Right.
But it's more likely that AI will make us better at our jobs, create new opportunities.
So it's not us versus them. It's us and them working together.
Exactly. And the Post says this collaboration can lead to amazing things.
Like what?
New medical treatments, solutions to environmental problems. Who knows what kind of innovations we can create?
It's like AI is boosting our collective brain power or something.
It is. And that's what makes this future so exciting. It's not just about being more efficient. It's about reaching our full potential, creating a world where everyone can thrive.
I love that vision.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I think it's important to remember.
Yeah.
Not everyone is quite so optimistic about AI.
Right. Of course. There are legitimate concerns about the potential for job losses, about privacy, even about what it means to be human in an AI-driven world. And I think it's really important that we talk about those concerns. This Post, it doesn't ignore them.
Okay, go ahead.
It acknowledges that AI is powerful. And like anything powerful, it can be misused.
So it's not about just blindly accepting AI. It's about being thoughtful, asking the tough questions.
Exactly. And that leads us to, I think, one of the most important takeaways from this whole Post.
What's that?
The future of AI isn't set in stone. We're creating it right now. With every choice we make.
That's powerful. Like, it's not something that's just happening to us. We're actually shaping it.
We are, yeah. And I think knowing that can be, well, it can be really empowering because it takes away that fear of the unknown, you know?
Yeah.
And it replaces it with possibility.
So instead of being scared of what might happen,
right,
we can focus on what we want to happen.
Exactly. And the blog post has some good advice on how to do that. And it starts with education.
Okay. So how do we educate ourselves about AI?
Well, there are so many resources now, online courses, books, podcasts like this one. Mm. The important thing is to be curious, to stay informed, and to be open to, well, to learning new things.
It's amazing how many free online courses there are about AI now.
Yeah, there really are. And it's not just about the technical stuff either. It's about the ethical side of AI, how it affects society.
Right.
There's some really good resources out there that get into that.
So being informed citizens.
Yeah.
Not just like tech experts.
Exactly. And once we understand AI better, we can start having those conversations about how it should be used. We can talk to our friends and family, our elected officials. We can even get involved with organizations that are, that are trying to shape AI in a positive way.
So using our voices, speaking up for responsible AI, making sure it benefits everyone.
Right. And I think our individual choices matter, too. As consumers, we can support the companies that are using AI ethically, companies that are trying to make a positive impact.
It's like voting with our dollars.
It is, supporting the companies that share our values.
I like that. And it's not just about the products we buy.
Right.
It's also about where we choose to work.
Exactly. We can work for companies that are using AI for good. Companies that want to make the world a better place.
So using our careers to make a difference.
Exactly. And I think this brings us back to one of the main ideas we've been talking about. AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in good ways.
Right.
Or bad ways.
Up to us to decide.
It is. We have that power to choose how we want to use it.
That's a great point. And, you know, it's a perfect way to wrap up our deep dive.
It is.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from burnout to balance to, you know, even earning more. But I think the most important message is we have agency. We can choose how we want to use AI to make our lives better and to make the world a better place.
I agree. It's been a really interesting conversation.
It has. So to everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
We hope this deep dive has been helpful, that it's given you some things to think about, and maybe even inspired you to take action. The future of AI is in our hands.
It is.
So let's choose to create a future that we can all be proud of.